Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo, and I've decided from now on I'm going to call you Cuz.
Cuz?
Cuz that's a good nickname.
Why is that now, Cuz?
It just sounds good. Cuz.
Cuz why?
No. You're Cuz.
Cuz why?
No. Hey Cuz, what's going on?
I'm trying to figure out why, Cuz why? You're not, finishing your sentences.
Okay, cuz, let's,
Cuz why?
Let's record the show, cuz.
Cuz why?
Cuz we talk wrestling.
Yeah, that's why. That's really why. Yeah. Is because we talk wrestling.
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 Cuz.
Mama says. Oh. Well. We had an NXT takeover.
We had the worst NXT takeover, I think. Not that it was bad.
No, I was gonna say.
But, I think it's the, like, nothing really happened.
The most uneventful.
I think that the bar has been set so high from these things that either you have, like, matches that are incredible.
Yes.
And this one didn't have an incredible match. I had good matches.
Yeah.
But the bar, yeah, you've just gotten to the point where, yeah, it's like, the matches are so incredible, or like a huge angle is shot.
Well, that
or
happened. We had the return of the greatest wrestling manager in the history of professional wrestling.
Yeah. And so you're used to a big angle or a big debut.
Yeah. Like the greatest wrestling manager in the history of professional wrestling.
Can I just tell you right now, Authors of Pain?
Mm-hmm.
Awful name.
Yes.
That's a terrible name.
Yes. Although, if someone's going to get it over, I could see it being Paul Ellering. Because I could see that kind of promo. These authors of pain, they will come after you and they won't stop. You know, like some, you know, that kind of promo.
Yeah, he'll be there for like, he'll be there for like, what, two tapings?
I don't know.
Like they're, you know.
I don't know what he's going to, what's your deal, man? What's your deal, Paul Ellering?
Yeah, what's your deal, cuz? Well,
cuz why?
So,
well, his daughter's there, right?
Was she there yet? I think she's been signed. Because she was just, well, she's out of Last Storm school, like less than a year.
She's been on NXT in job duty, and I think this may be a way to, I think that's why obviously he'd be doing it.
But I mean, like I say, she only finished her training for Last Storm like less than a year ago. So,
oh yeah.
So she should be working, trying to get experience. Well, I guess, tell you the truth, if you're going to work with women, that's probably as good a place as anywhere to get the training and the experience. But,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
I just think that...
Maybe that's it.
That I think that has a lot to do with it, actually. You know?
Maybe
so,
that's it.
Did Paul show up with them at the tapings?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was the big thing. Is that... I don't remember if I...
I don't know that I looked at an awful lot of the tapings. I looked, yeah, but just enough to see kind of that there was no answers about the brand split from the taping. So I just kind of perused it quickly.
Right.
Perused, well, good word.
Well, let's go through the NXT takeover first, and then we can kind of go into the tapings a bit too. But yeah, I mean, the big thing, a couple things that came out, I think. There was some news. This wasn't this blow-away show. That had all these matches of the year and, you know, and all this stuff. I mean, we have new tag team champions, first two-time tag team champions NXT with the Revival.
Yeah.
You know, so then we're starting to go, okay, so what does that say about the brand split?
What it says to me is that the Revival are a really good team for down there and they don't see them going any further.
Down where?
Down there.
Oh. But yeah, I mean, to me, it's American Alpha, and they're going to put over these authors of pain on their way up to the roster.
That could be. That could be. It's weird, though, because Authors of Pain heals, obviously. A Revival heals, though I guess that doesn't matter too much.
No, no, I'm saying that the, because a Revival is the tag champions.
I'm saying
American Alpha is going to...
Yeah, but after going through American Alpha, who's next, right?
Yeah, yeah, Goldberg.
Oh.
But, who would be next? So, I mean, you got, they can squishy squash Ciampa and Gargano, or, there'll be lots of teams that, they'll have...
Ciampa and Gargano is obviously the next team to get a shot.
Yes, because that was, and again, so that part kind of made sense from the last show when Revival went in with a loss to Ciampa and Gargano. Okay, fine, now they've set up some tag team opponents for them at the next takeover event, presumably in Brooklyn. And you've got, American Alpha, who, without the belts, has a feud with some new people that, again, they can put over.
They put over on the way out.
And then they go up to the main roster, right?
So it's true that... I was just looking at Orlando Jordan in this match, and I'm like, boy, he's...
Or Jason Jordan, even.
Or, sorry.
Yeah. Orlando, been in the news today, but,
Jason Jordan. I was looking at Jason Jordan in this match, and it's like, American Alpha was probably his last chance. Like, this guy had been given shot after shot after shot.
Yeah.
And if this hadn't worked, this was probably his last chance.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's, main roster bound.
I was...
And showing a lot of charisma. I mean, I like that, they do shout-outs in like, the way they react to the crowd and the moves they do and the things they do to a lot of tag teams of the past.
I mean,
they do, obviously, Kurt Angle. And they don't just, with the tongue and, they do some rocker stuff. They do some Rock and Roll Express stuff. They do some, obviously, he's running around and doing the woo-woo. The rough, the
Steiner.
Scott
Rick Steiner.
Rick Steiner, the dog-faced gremlin.
Well, because their tights are Steiner tights.
Their tights are Steiner tights, yeah. Like, they take a lot of the things from teams in the past, and that's what Jordan has started doing, because he doesn't have the natural charisma, but now, when he runs around like Rick Steiner, he seems very charismatic.
Yes.
Because he's just taking that one fun spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done really well with this team. Like, but it's just funny because this guy he could end up being a big star, and he was probably like, I really think this was his last chance.
Well, I mean, they had the, he had that tag team originally. I forget who it was. It was Dacian Dorn and Ty Dillinger, right? Yeah, and then they split and they did a little thing.
Like, and he had a little mini push before that he was with Dillinger in singles before. And then they split, and they tried to make him a single star, and it was Let's Go Jobber.
Yes, and then I was going to say, then we were chanting Let's Go Jobber at WrestleMania weekend, 2 years ago, or a year and a bit
just,
ago, right?
Just over a year ago.
Yeah.
Think about where he was just over a year ago.
Yes. And all of a sudden, Chad Gable comes along, and essentially that team saved his career.
And it's been good for Gable, too, but really, I mean, Jason Jordan, I think that, yeah. And now he's not only is he main roster bound, I think he's going to be fine, because I think he's learned enough from this that he's going to be, even when he does get to be a singles guy, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. And
he could be, Apollo Crews and lack something as a singles guy. I don't think that Chad Gable will ever be Apollo Crews because he's got all this charisma and this natural, But I think that Jason Jordan actually has learned it. And this is where it's like Apollo Crews came up too early.
Yes. And I mean, and you've got, so now what you can look at too is, is this sort of syndrome, because right now a lot of people are writing off, Blake and Murphy.
Yeah.
And the same
thing. Well,
they're
split apart.
Yeah, exactly. But the same thing could be said. I mean, that was Jason Jordan and Ty Dillinger.
That's true.
Right? In that role, jobber tag team. I mean, Blake and Murphy actually had a tag team title
run. Yeah.
There and got a bit of a push, but now that they're broken out, it seems like they're lost in no man's land. But I mean, again, a year from now, who knows, especially the way
change
that,
of gimmick. Like even Ty Dillinger, like a year ago.
Yeah.
Before he was doing the Perfect 10 was, looking like he should be cut and was gonna be cut.
Yeah.
And now it's like, now they completely underestimate, like, he's the worst guy to put a debuting babyface against.
Yes.
Because you're completely underestimating how much the crowd loves him, because they know he's not only a good wrestler and a good promo, but he's also really good.
Yeah.
Wrestler.
And he's entertaining, exactly.
Yeah, he's entertaining. He's got a good gimmick.
And we can even start there because we had that, the debuting Andrade Cien Almas.
I'm just going to call him Almas or Sin Cara.
Can we just call him Jesus?
Yeah. That outfit, when he came to the ring, I'm like, that fucking hat and the fucking feather?
Mm-hmm.
It was stupid.
Oh, yeah.
That looked awful.
Yeah,
that was. And he came out with a black outfit and the tapings, you know, the same thing, the same.
Yeah.
And that doesn't look quite as stupid, but it still looks stupid.
It actually, yeah, still looks stupid. Yeah. The thing is, the way I looked at this match with Andrade, Cien Almas, and Ty Dillinger, I looked at it and then I watched the match and then they rematched again at the tapings. And I just kind of looked at it and I'm trying to think of the last time I saw something like this, and it just reminds me so much of Takemichi Noku and the Great Sasuke.
Yes.
And that Sasuke was the one to come in.
Yeah, that was the big get, was Suzuki was considered possibly. He was the best cruiserweight outside of WCW at the time.
Yes.
And they brought him in and faced Taka Mikinochi.
Yeah.
Taka.
Yeah, Taka.
Yeah. And Taka's the one who blew everybody away.
Yeah, he's the one that got over with the crowd and got more into the WWE crowd, right? Than Sasuke did. And that's what's happening with Cien Almas. Again, it was 5 minutes of the takeover. Nothing blew me away. No, like, you kept hearing from the house shows, the NXT house shows, that it's like no one knew who Andrade was. It was Manny Andrade at the time. Nobody knew who Andrade was when he came out, but by the end of the match, people were going nuts for him.
Yeah.
You didn't have that. And there was nothing that would have, even though this crowd was very, a takeover crowd and was very, pro Ty Dillinger.
Yeah.
There was nothing that I can say, you know what, the crowd was being unfair to Almas.
The handstand spot is not special. Like, I've seen it a million times.
Yeah.
The only thing he did that was like, oh, that's new and that's cool, was the, you know, moonsault, land on his feet, double moonsault thing.
Yes.
And, you know, but even then it's like, well, yeah, but wouldn't it hurt less than the actual
exactly,
moonsault?
Exactly, yeah. Like, you've just,
it looks cool,
you've braced yourself and now, yeah.
You know. And again, I'm sure he'll adapt, he'll change, and he'll find his gimmick a little bit.
Maybe.
You know, he has potential. I'm not saying he doesn't.
No.
But as far as, most of the time when we see, like, a Kevin Owens debut.
Yeah.
He's still Kevin Steen. Like, there's nothing that's changed. So yes. It's easy for him.
Exactly.
Whereas, you know, this is a big change for Almas.
Yes.
You know, as a gimmick. So, give him a little time, right? Don't put him up against your most popular.
Yeah, job.
Yeah.
But when you say give him a little time.
Why the hell wouldn't you push Dillinger?
I know, that's the whole thing. I mean, when you also say give him a little time, and it's like, he's been doing this for 6 months to a year on, you know.
It's different though.
On the house shows. Yeah, but if you want to say get used to it, he's had lots of time to get used to it.
I suppose.
And it's like, yeah, okay, so he doesn't have
a... I say about 4 months.
The one thing that he isn't getting used to, the one thing that he doesn't need to get used to, is a big crowd.
Because
he's done that, right? He's played in much bigger crowds. I mean, so it's a situation where I think, I don't know, I just see him...
With Sombra, he was, you know, he was...
I just see him turning heel.
Yeah, I think he's going to turn heel as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which would be fine, because, I mean, him, and if he can have a match with Nakamura as a heel... you know, they have history.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, he beat, in New Japan, he beat Nakamura for the IC belt.
Yeah. So, I mean, they've been able to work together before, so that it's not like it's a total stranger, right? That's out there. So, I don't know. He hasn't done anything for me. This Cien Almas, I can take him or leave him at this point.
Yeah, it was not an impressive debut.
No. He's just a mid-card act. He's really, at this point, he's you know, bullfit. He's just another mid-card guy to me.
Yeah.
And so we'll see. Maybe he can do better. Let's hope so.
Yeah.
We talked about the tag match. I mean, the Authors of Pain and Paul Ellering, coming in and attacking, American Alpha after the match, after the Revival regained the tag title. So the Revival obviously can split off and go to, Ciampa and Gargano.
Yeah.
Again, best thing to do there is to hold that off, you know, with them not giving them a title shot until TakeOver, because Ciampa and Gargano are both in the Cruiserweight Classic.
That's, is Gargano in there?
Yeah, they're
Gargano, I mean Ciampa. Is Ciampa in there?
Yeah, they both are.
I know Gargano was, but Ciampa, I wasn't sure if he actually was too heavy. Because there's a 215 weight limit, and I know he's right around that.
Yeah, no, he was, he's been training with Shannon Moore.
Or was it a 205 weight limit? It's a light weight limit. It might actually be 205.
He's been training with Shannon Moore.
Oh, okay.
On the treadmill and such, mm-hmm. to get his weight down, mm-hmm. so he can challenge.
Eating bananas.
Eating bananas, you know. Mm-hmm. His brother Nero.
Mm-hmm. Little sweatsuit on.
Yes. A chicken.
With disco.
My chicken suit. Ah, great mind. But yeah, so that's the first couple takeover. Then you had Nakamura and Austin.
Well, what do you think of the authors of Pain? When you saw them, what do you think?
I think that they're, see, everybody's talking about how these guys are supposed to be the Road Warriors. Mm-hmm. Right? And obviously you can't do the Road Warriors because of the steroids. Mm-hmm. But, they looked at, and they said the people, they're like, oh, they're supposed to be the Road Warriors. It's like, you know what they reminded me of? You know, remember the SWAT team?
Yeah.
The SWAT team?
Yeah.
Or whatever? That's who they reminded me of.
A little taller.
The Headhunters. The Headhunters.
A little taller, but, yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I look at them, I think, it's like you need some variety in your tag team division. You want that technical team. You want that high-flying team. You want that big bruising team.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but that team, maybe not in NXT, but that team certainly exists already in, you know, Harper and Rowan.
Yes.
On the main roster. And they're not as big as them. So I just don't know.
Forgive me, I don't know the names of the authors of Pain, the individual
I can't remember
their names, but one of them, gave up, was pretty much gonna go to the Olympics for Canada.
Yeah.
As an amateur wrestler. So, I mean, when you're talking about Harper and Rowan, that might be the best, example, because, I mean, this fellow, if he could translate it to professional wrestling.
He's obviously a good athlete.
You know, he could be like a Harper.
Yeah.
You know, a great big man. And so there is some potential there. So again, for them to get their start as a kind of a big fat, awesome Kong, remember WCW, the Kongs?
Yes.
Yes, and SWAT team, kind of tag team. We don't have any big round fat guys that are tag teams, right? No. So they have a niche there.
Well, I look at them and I think to myself, okay, you have a role because you look different.
Well, they look like a role. So,
yeah. Well, I wouldn't say they were quite that round, thank you.
Oh. Well, you wouldn't.
But I look at them and I go, oh, Vince McMahon's going to immediately see tag titles on these guys and think they're money. And I look at them and go, they're guys who have a role. And I think that's the difference. It's like, okay, they could have a role, but they shouldn't be, because of their look, pushed too far. And they're not as muscular, but they're big and they're, you know, they look like big, I don't know, Samoan guys, right?
I think the big thing too is that, you know, it is still a developmental, so they're still gonna kind of get their feet wet.
In theory.
Well, they're gonna get their feet wet with the NXT crowd, and we'll see how things kind of play out for them. It's another team. They're gonna be, losing some tag teams, like the least American Alpha. Mm-hmm. They've just lost Enzo and Cass, mm-hmm. right? So, like, Blake and Murphy have split up. Mm-hmm. You know, they lost the Vaude
Villains. I still think the Hype Brothers are coming up.
Well, I mean, the Hype Brothers haven't been around in how long?
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. So, I think they've lost the Hype Brothers. You know, the Lucha Dragons have gone up.
Yeah.
Like, so, it's like, they've got the TMK61 or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
TK61, Ting of Haste and Nichols.
Yeah.
And then they've got,
and there was another new team that debuted as well in this latest taping. So
is there?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay. So then, and then you've got, again, Ciampa and Gargano, who are their team. And then the Revival, and now you've got these authors of Pain.
And you can put the Dirty Heels back together.
That's so true. Aries and Rude could come back together. I mean,
I wonder if they can get the name Dirty Heels, because that was a great name.
That was a great name.
It's perfect for the Dirty Heels.
And the, or Team Canada. The Young and Rude.
I don't think so.
Well, yeah.
But you could.
You could, right?
I don't think they can, say that Team Canada was trademarked.
That's true. But, I'm just looking to see if, I'm just quickly going through this, this deal, if there's any. Oh, the Hype Bros were back.
Yeah. Type rolls were back. There you go.
Okay, there's the authors of pain. They're not as fat as I remember them.
No, they're not fat at all.
Okay. No, I just remember them being fat. I only saw them once. So
no, they weren't. I that's where I'm like, no, I don't remember them being fat.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. So they're not...
Yeah.
So, anyway, there's no other tag team that's debuted.
Yeah, there is.
But where? Who?
Right there. Authors of Pain beat Sean Swanks and CJ O'Doyle.
Oh, enhancement talent. Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And keep going down. And Blake and Murphy, see, TM61 beat them.
Yeah.
See, so there's
the other. Then they split up here after.
Oh, okay. Okay, they split up.
And then,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
for all you
wait,
people.
Maybe that was it.
Yeah, it looks like that's it. Yeah. Oh. So, and then, an Oney Lorcan.
What a shitty name for Biff Busick.
Yeah. And he beats Ty Dillinger in his debut.
Of course he fucking does.
But the thing is, I don't understand this, and I don't know if this makes television or not, but it's his debut, right? So he wins in his debut.
Yeah.
Only to later lose to Samoa Joe. But I don't know if this was on TV.
Well, it probably is.
Like, it's just stupid.
Well, yeah. I mean, which is why maybe it isn't, because, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no one else that Samoa Joe could have beaten anyway.
Well, he could have beaten Ty Dillinger.
But yeah, exactly. That would have been okay. Now, you've got the shit of Sticky Nakamura and Austin Aries.
Right? Yeah, a lot of people were really loving this match. To me, it didn't quite click to the level I hoped. It was good, but
yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, it's like 3 3/4 for me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's a good match, but it's not, didn't blow me away. I actually think that Nakamura is not the right guy for Aries to work with. Not the other way around.
Yeah.
I just thought Aries works better with a different style guy.
Like No Way Jose.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. That's who he's feuding with now.
I hope so then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's attacked No Way Jose at the tapings.
There you go.
And he's going to feud with No Way Jose.
Go from Nakamura to him.
Yeah.
Nakamura, though, man, does he have the best music in the WWE? Or is it AJ Styles? Or is it Sami Zayn, or is it Finn Balor, or who has the...
Or is it the Bullet Club?
Yeah, the Bullet Club. Who has the best music?
Eh? As John Cena called them.
Yes, the Bullet Club.
Bullet Club. I don't know, but it's up there.
Yeah, it's up there, yeah.
It's up there. And I mean, the crowd singing along with it made it so awesome.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it does.
And I was watching the Breaking Ground afterwards that they had with the... WrestleMania edition of Breaking Ground that followed all the Breaking Ground people, what they did with Mania and such, and just they talked about the debut of Nakamura and showed that reaction again, and it was just like getting holy shit chants on the entrance. And Hunter back at the gorilla position's like, you got something when you get holy shit chants at the entrance.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's great.
So
no, I mean, Nakamura is awesome. Like, he's got that, he just has that charisma. He just has that charisma.
So. It's one of those things that, of course, so he beats Austin Aries, and now it's gonna be, Finn Balor and Nakamura.
Yes.
Now I don't know if this, again, with, and this is-
Which is another holy shit.
Well, it's gonna be great.
Then that will be awesome.
And when do you do it?
Right before the brand split.
Well, that's the thing, is that... Well, here's what I look at, okay? And we talked a little bit about this before. Now they've done their tapings up until the end of June.
Yes.
Right? So they'll do another set of tapings. Presumably they'll do... Because they're in England now. But when they come back in a couple weeks, they'll do another set of tapings... Probably for, 6 weeks, 2 months, to bring them to NXT TakeOver.
Sure.
Like, they'll do one more set of tapings to bring them to TakeOver, right? So, you can presumably, I think you're gonna have, like, Nakamura and, you could have Nakamura and Balor, with Balor on the main roster, still, on
like
TakeOver.
Sami Zayn.
Like Sami Zayn. You can have, but I think you're gonna have a lot more of it, because you're gonna have American Alpha on the main roster against the Authors of Pain still at this TakeOver, right? Like, you could presumably have a lot of guys. I shouldn't say a lot of guys.
But how does Nakamura not go to the main roster? Like, how do you... Like, it's much like this... I mean, this is where I'm like, this it's kind of this NXT thing is a little bit bullshit. I can understand if a guy needs to learn. Like, you know, I mean, Finn Balor, when he came there, he probably needed 3 months to learn.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But yeah. It's been over 2 years. Like, it's, you know,
it's been over 2 years?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it's been, it's
2 years then?
Almost. It'll be, well, he came in December, right? To be Hideo Itami's partner, I guess, yeah. The Ascension.
Hideo Itami, not at these tapings, by the way.
No. And I just picked this super card up here. But,
there's an Hideo Itami.
But he,
No, okay, maybe it hasn't been that long. It feels like it, though. It does.
It feels like he's been...
It's been a long time. It's been close to 2 years.
It's been a year and a half, yeah.
A year and a half.
And so...
And he doesn't need to be there a year and a half. Like, no. Like...
But I think he's on his way up, right? And it's... So, but you're right. I mean, with Nakamura, what do you do?
How long do you... Like, what's the point? Like, if it's developmental, then what's the point?
Exactly.
If it's not developmental, then don't do a brand split because you haven't got the roster depth.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is there really is no point in Nakamura staying down? But it doesn't. But it seems like that's what's happening.
And again, if your whole point of developmental is these guys to get better, then the guys that need to actually develop need to be the guys in those main event positions, and they're never the guys in the main event positions because it's always Nakamura versus Balor, and that's those guys.
Samoa Joe
isn't doing anything for
Bobby Roode, you know,
like if it's
even
Bobby
Eric Roode, Young,
if
know?
It's Bobby Roode against No Way Jose and he's developing down there to get to that to learn how to be in that main event. But this is where it was like before you had Big E versus Bo Dallas. They were both learning to be main eventers.
Yes.
Okay, and unfortunately they're at the same level. You needed that one guy who was a main event guy to teach the other guy, and they didn't have that. But to have two guys that are main event doesn't make any sense either because they're not doing anything for each other or for those guys below them.
Yeah, well, that's right. I like, by the way, this on WWE.com, this question. What's Scotty Too Hotty doing at the WWE Performance Center?
Yeah. And anybody that saw him wrestle would wonder that.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I read that.
Yeah. What's this WWE Superstar nominated for huge awards?
Oh,
huge!
Well, and I see that it's
Teen Choice.
Teen Choice Awards. Roman Reigns has been nominated for what female athletes? Oh,
Bella Twins.
And former Bella Twins and World Heavyweight Champion Roman Reigns have been nominated for female athlete and male choice athlete.
So the twins have been nominated for female athlete.
Yes,
the two of them.
Both of them. Yes.
The ones that haven't, the one that was retired, another one that hasn't been around in how many months?
Even better. The WWE Universe can help the Bellas and the Big Dog.
Holy fuck.
By casting their votes now. I will not be doing that. Actually, you know what? Let's go here. Let's go to.
You want to see who they're up against?
Yeah.
Well, you're kind of a teen.
There we go.
Vote for Wave 2. Hopefully they're already. Vote now for Wave 1. Does that mean Wave 1 is over?
I don't know. What is this here? Movies.
Don't give a fuck. Get to athlete.
I'm trying.
Scene Stealer. Who gives a fuck?
Breakout Star. Movie.
That's
Movie. Television.
Television.
Well, I figured they would be up there because they make movies.
Oh, they do, pal. they are like John Cena said to AJ Styles. You know, you're a great sports entertainer.
I do hope
so. And I hope you know people have been wondering who the best sports entertainer in the world is, and we're going to come into this ring. We're going to sports entertain each other.
We are going to sports entertain the shit out of this.
If I ever wanted to punch John Cena, it was during that promo.
Yes.
Fucking mention sports entertainment one more time instead of wrestler. I fucking hate you.
Oh my god. I do like Choice TV Summer Show. Girl Meets World.
Well, you haven't heard about this?
Well, it
hasn't had Vader yet.
No, so. that's what it's missing. That's what it's missing.
Fucking until it has Vader and Jake Roberts, it won't be that good.
No, that's right. Our brother love.
Fucking a lot of categories here.
Yeah, what the fuck? Choice, music, the next big thing. Okay, well, that's Brock Lesnar.
And Zayn.
There you go. Sami Zayn?
Jesus, fuck. Holy Christ.
Why did we do this? Okay, choice male athlete. Kobe Bryant, John Cena.
Wow.
They didn't mention John Cena at all.
Wow.
On WWE.com, they want you to vote
for Roman Reigns.
For the big dog.
The big dog.
The big dog.
Fuck John Cena.
Not the old dog. The big dog.
John Cena.
Oh my God.
Holy Christ. Is this ever awful?
Stephen Curry.
Only one of these guys is actually relevant in Stephen Curry.
Yeah.
Yeah. As in, like.
Yeah, so it's his to win.
Wow. Like, Peyton Manning had his worst season ever.
Yes.
Let's put him in there.
Well, he won the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah. Well.
In spite of him.
Ronda Rousey's in there.
Ronda Rousey's in the female,
And Misha Tate? Fuck you.
Yeah, so I can cunt.
Yeah.
The Bella Twins.
The Bella Twins are in there.
Yes. And Ronda Rousey.
And Ronda Rousey.
WrestleMania main eventer Ronda Rousey.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Ronda Rousey. You know, Paige VanSant? Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know?
SummerSlam main eventer.
Who's the chick who knocked out Ronda Rousey again?
Holly Holm.
Yeah, Holly Holm.
Fuck you.
That was in December, by the way, and Ronda Rousey has since then had zero matches.
Yes.
And we'll have zero matches for the remainder of the year.
Yes. Well, no, yeah, that's true. That's true, because their next match will be against Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, fuck you.
All right, let's go to Superstars. Why? Because I want to go to NXT.
Oh, okay.
And I want to see who we think will be called up. Do they even have that?
They must have NXT, must have his own, yeah.
Okay. Like, current roster. Okay. So, now that we have TakeOver, let's finish TakeOver here, too, because we had a cage match.
Yes.
Did we miss anything else?
Oh, yes, we had the women's match.
We miss anything else?
It was alright. It was pretty good. It was better than the Bayley versus Nia Jax.
That's true.
Nia Jax.
That's true. Asuka won, and...
It was alright.
She is still undefeated, too. Mm-hmm. They're pushing that pretty hard, so...
Mm-hmm.
And Hunter afterwards was pushing that there's probably a new female talent sign. I don't know who the hell that could even be. If there was anybody out there, maybe it's Rebel.
Velvet Sky?
Yeah, Velvel Hala.
Yeah.
But then we had the cage match. And the cage match was a good cage match.
It's a good cage match. The cage match probably hurt it a little bit, the cage stip, only because, like... Two things. Number one, I mean, part of, like, what made their match so great last time was them brawling outside the ring. And, like, all just the intensity. But then it makes sense, the cage match. But the psychology behind the cage match used to be the baby face is chasing the guy, and the guy's running away, and he never gets a straight shot to just beat the shit out of him for months.
Yeah.
And finally, it gets him in a cage where the guy can't get away, and the baby face beats the shit out of him.
And that was ending the feud. That was the gimmick. That was the deal. And so, but then it just came away. You're right. Then it just became, a cage match ends the feud.
Yeah. And when you get a Samoa Joe who's not afraid of a Finn, then it's kind of like, well, the psychology isn't really there for the cage match. A different stip would have been better, I think.
Yeah. I think if fans have the straps.
I think more like a falls count anywhere or a last man standing.
A disqualification match.
A disqualification match. I did Teddy Long.
Oh, that was great.
But yeah, I mean, so is it a good match? Yes, but the psychology for the match isn't quite right.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. I thought it was good, and Joe wins, and so that Balor can go up to the main roster here after he puts over Nakamura on his way out.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of when that match is going to be.
Who knows? I think it's probably the next tapings. That's my guess.
That's the thing. Is this a tapings?
Why not?
I know. Yeah. It should be a takeover. I mean, it should be a takeover
sure,
match
a takeover,
leaving to the number one contendership at the next takeover. Which means that Joe and Nakamura could be in the whatever it's going to be October takeover or whatever it is, whenever that's going to the next one is, right?
Sure, Samoa Joe should be main eventing WrestleMania against Brock Lesnar.
That's true. So
not happening.
Not fucking happening.
So WWE and NXT. Now, are we doing who should come up?
Yeah.
Or who will come up?
Both.
Or both.
Let's do both.
Okay. Alexa Bliss should come up and will come up.
I think Alexa Bliss will come up, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. I come up when I see Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, yeah. Even though she's only 5'2". Yeah. Friend of the show. which was.
Only I got that.
Yeah. Aaliyah.
Nope.
She will not come up.
She will not come up.
No, she's she'll just stay there and develop. She's now on TV, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Andrade Cien Almas.
Not for a while. Said,
he's staying down there. Down where? Down there.
Angelo Dawkins.
Who?
Exactly.
Asuka.
She's got to come up, but it's, she won't come
she
up.
She won't yet. You know, she won't yet. I think you can hold that off, too. I mean, that's I'm fine with that, having someone there.
Once she beats Bayley in a rematch, which is obviously where they're going. Again, when? But yeah. Once she beats Bayley in a rematch, what's left for her down there?
Down where?
If it isn't, Alexa Bliss would be the next most known established performer. If she comes up, I mean, I think you could, again, you've done it before, you could bring a Natty Neidhart down there and just have, like, a great match. But again, how does that develop? How does Asuka develop? Asuka's not developing. No. Asuka's whole point should be to develop other performers. At least with Nia Jax, she does that, but...
Yeah. And I think she did do a good job of that with Nia Jax. I don't know what else, I mean, yeah, what do you do?
By the way, you know what, I just want to mention, here's the other thing about Asuka and Nakamura. Both of them
Japanese.
Are not presented as baby faces, both of them are just presented, they're both Japanese, and they're both the two most over people probably in the show.
Yeah.
Like, the you know, singles performers, yeah. Arguably in the show.
Yeah. The Japanese are over.
Yeah, the whole thing, I was saying this for a while, that you would look at the UFC and you would have an American, and they're, you know, Asuka's, you know, I mean, Nakamura's facing an American, and he's the over baby face.
Yes.
And you would see this at UFC, where, like, they would, the fans would, the most likable guy and the most skilled guys, the guys that they would cheer, it wouldn't matter where the person was from, and you could market anybody, and, you know, it's like, Vince Russo apparently couldn't, but...
Wow, Vince Russo, there's a lot of things Vince Russo couldn't do.
Yeah, exactly. But this is where I fear for an Asuka and a Nakamura. Like, you don't need to present them as the foreign heel character, but fuck, if Vince McMahon gets a hold of them, he's so out of touch on this type of thing.
Oh, yeah. Can you not wait until the Empress comes out?
Yeah.
To the main roster.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Asuka won't. The Empress will.
Yeah.
Right? So, and you know, yeah, Nakamura, I don't know what they're going to do with Nakamura, you know, Hirohito or whatever, right? But,
That's what's
Asuka
really...
Asuka should come up, but won't come up.
But that's what really, like, when I look at Nakamura, I'm like, okay, Vince is really like, okay, now we... Okay, so he's going to be a heel because he's Japanese, and so he's going to hate Americans, and you know, and all this shit. It's like, fuck no, Vince, you don't, the Vince doesn't with stuff him. Like this.
Fuck him all the fuck.
Fuck. No. Okay, so Asuka should and won't.
Should and won't.
Austin Aries should and won't.
Should and won't, yes, exactly.
Bayley should and should.
Should and will.
Billy Kay shouldn't. And won't.
Yeah, won't and shouldn't, exactly.
Blake and Buddy, neither one of them was coming up.
No.
Neither one of them should.
And they shouldn't, exactly.
Carmella's coming up, and she probably should.
You think Carmella's coming up?
I think so.
Yeah, I get that feeling that Carmella's coming up soon.
Yeah.
And should. We'll skip Kathy Kelly.
Chad Gable's coming up, and
Chad
should.
Chad Gable, yes, should and should. Corey Graves.
Should come up.
And won't.
And won't.
No.
But he's a better analysis than
Byron.
Fuck. Than most of them.
Yeah. Wilder. Dawson.
Wilder.
Oh, Wilder. Dash.
Dash Wilder. That's an interesting one. He's not coming up.
And he shouldn't.
Probably not. No.
Not yet.
No. Gosh, Fuentes?
I don't know what that is.
Elias.
The Drifter's hurt.
Okay.
So it doesn't
he's
matter.
Coming up, though. And he shouldn't. But I bet you he does.
Not now. He's hurt.
How long is he out for?
For like 2 months.
Yeah. So after 2 months, he's coming up.
You think?
So they'll start doing the promos for him in a month.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah. God, I hope not. Eva Marie will come up.
And they'll try again.
And yeah, and they should.
Yeah.
Finn Balor.
Yes, yes.
Should and will.
Yeah.
Hideo needs to come back. So,
he needs to come back NXT first.
Yeah, he can stay. Look how small his picture is compared to everyone else's, by the way.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a shoot.
Yeah, it's a shoot, brother. Jason Jordan, should and will.
Yeah.
Johnny Gargano.
Should and won't.
I will say shouldn't and won't.
Okay, I'll say
not
should.
Yet. Not yet. Again, I understand he's a talented little guy, but I just don't think...
I don't think he's getting better as a wrestler down there. He's already really good.
No, but that's, again, so I guess that's kind of the point of if you want to keep this strictly as developmental, but this is kind of the in the same vein of us talking about how back in the day we should have had a Val Venus and a Chavo Guerrero to go work with these guys. Like, right now, Braun Strowman should be on the road working with someone.
But those guys are real veterans. Johnny Gargano is not.
No, but...
You know, like those guys who had been at the show and were back down working. That's not what Gargano does. The thing about Gargano is, and I say he should from a talent perspective, an ability perspective. I think he should, and he won't. But from a, it's not, I don't know if it's best for him perspective, down there he'll get a good spot if he goes up to the main roster.
Yeah.
He's fucking... He's one of the outcasts. He's jobber material.
Exactly. So this is why he can get a role down there, get himself over and noticed, and then maybe come up, right?
Yeah. Tyler Breeze instead.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's the Liv Morgan and Mandy Rose, which, you know,
yeah.
Who cares? They're just...
Put them together.
They're females and whatever. They have to stay down there, right?
They're so far from being ready.
Yeah, exactly. Mojo Rawley,
he's not ready, but I think he's coming up. And in a tag team, he's fine.
Yeah, that's what I would say. If he comes up as a tag team, I think he should. He's been around long enough that it's fish or cut bait with him. And so, yeah, why not, right? Why not? Nia Jax, shouldn't.
She shouldn't, but you could. Like I said, she'd be easy to hide. You can put her on house shows.
Pretty big.
Put her on house shows where she could work, and she'd have the role of somebody's bodyguard.
Yeah.
And, you know, the China role, whatever, the big, you know. But again, if you have her, then you don't have Tamina. And right now you don't have Tamina, but...
And you have her, you don't have Tamina, and Dana Brooke is also kind of playing that role with Charlotte right now.
Right? Mm-hmm. I don't say that she's a bodyguard, but... Yeah, I know what you mean. She
kind of is the second.
She's the second. Yeah.
You know, so... but, yeah, and I mean, it's because, again, The Rock is her cousin, right? They put that on the takeover,
mention that again.
Breaking Ground special, right? Had her and The Rock at WrestleMania talking and showing that. So, I mean, that's why she will go up. It's just, I don't know, other than Bayley, kind of how many of these women, and Carmella, I guess, will be poised to go up. One thing I will say watching that Breaking Ground special... Mm-hmm. afterwards is just the and it was the WrestleMania edition, right? So they showed, you know, WrestleMania and talked about some of the call-ups, right, with the Apollos and Baron Corbins and the Enzo and Cass and stuff, but then they did focus quite a bit on Bayley.
Mm-hmm.
And like when Bayley lost the title, like for her, like total shoot.
Oh yeah, like, oh yeah, no
she
question
lost, she that. Lost the title and she's like, and literally, you could see it, and she's in the back with Carmella just talking, and she doesn't come out and say it, but it's like, what the fuck do I do now? And even she's like, you know what, she's looking around, she's like, she goes, this place is... Because then they're talking, Carmella's staying down, and Enzo and Cass are going up, right? So she's like, oh, I get to work or whatever, and, you know, by focus on me, Carmella's talking, so that's good or whatever, and you know, and it's so, it's, you know, and she's like asking Bayley, is it weird that you're not, you know, a champion or whatever, and, you know, Bayley's like, yeah, it's weird, but it's like, I don't know, like, you know, who knows, I don't know what's next for me, do I go up the main roster, do I, you know, regain the title, do I stay, like, I don't know what I'm doing, like, you'll probably, he looks at Carmella, you'll probably get called up before me, I just don't know what's going on right now, like, she was just totally despondent by this, had no idea what her, didn't get called up, and didn't, you know, and isn't the champion, so she's still in NXT after WrestleMania, and you can tell she just, like, that's not where she wants to be.
Well, no, but the thing is, it's like, her storyline in NXT doesn't feel like it's done, because it is about, you lost it, but you gotta have that rematch. So they haven't finished the storyline, number one.
Yeah.
And she's gotta understand that. Number two, if just being called up to the main roster if you're not put in the right spot, doesn't mean a fucking thing. Like, you know, right now you got the Sasha Banks, you got the Dana Brooks, you got the Natty Neidhart, whatever. You got to get past the Sasha Banks Charlotte match.
Yes.
Then there's a spot for you, and all this stuff can't be necessarily special when somebody gets hurt. But no matter what, you can't really push it. Like it needs to happen. It needs to be built right and happen right. So she's got to get that. Like okay, you have a storyline in NXT that needs to be completed.
Yes.
And then you can go to the main roster. Meanwhile, the main roster, they got to finish their stuff and set the stage for you because you should have a major spot when you're brought in. Yeah. Not just brought in.
No,
willy-nilly.
Just be brought in. I know. And that's, yeah. But that's, she's not seen it that way.
Right? No,
so
no.
That's the thing. So we got No Way Jose. Should not and will not.
No. I'm not sure I ever see him as a main roster guy.
Yeah.
He's got a certain charisma, but there's just something very indie about him to me.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Peyton Royce. She's just starting to get you do this Poison Ivy from Batman character.
Yes, yes.
She should stay down, and she will stay down, and she'll be, she'll be part of the crop of the, you know, the next, call it generation of NXT women.
Yeah, she's a good athlete. She's not a bad wrestler. She's way hot. So she's, you know, she's got potential.
Yeah, and then so she'll just develop down there more, and then it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe.
Oh, fuck. Not just on the main roster, but like you say,
yeah,
a main eventer. A WrestleMania main eventer.
Yes.
Him and Lesnar is the match that right now, I think, of the match that they don't know that the fans want, they don't understand just how big it would be and how the reaction would be. It's Joe versus Lesnar Mania. Like they just, yeah. I don't think they know just how much people would be just
salivating for
nuts.
That.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Sawyer Fulton.
What's a Sawyer Fulton?
I don't even know. I'm gonna click on him because he's got a bit of a look here with his hair, but I've never. I don't know that I've ever seen this guy. Raised in a small farm in northern Ohio.
Look at his body.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy's fuck no.
No, there's no way.
Okay. NCAA All-American.
And he was a...
But you know what? It's. I'm not saying everybody's clean. They are definitely cleaner than they used to be. Look at his body.
Oh, yeah.
He's on...
I like how there's...
He looks like a tough guy. He looks good for NXT. He looks very indie again.
Oh, look at this. Featured video, Fulton and Dawkins on the Rocks, WWE.com exclusive from October 14th, 2015.
Oh, so he's been around for a while. We don't know him.
It's Angelo Dawkins and Sawyer Fulton.
I know Angelo Dawkins a little bit.
They were the tag team. Jesus Christ. Now he's back.
Just loves that stuff.
It really is.
Yeah. They tried to improve it. It's just
and they did not.
Yeah.
Scott Dawson, C-Dash Wilder. Shinsuke Nakamura. He should. But he won't.
Even with the brand split.
I know.
Even with the brand split. Good. You don't think he will?
He should. I just...
The brand split's why I'm like, oh, fucking think...
I know.
You know?
But what's his role? See, that goes back to the Gargano, approach where it's like, does he come up and is, you know, in that, you know, Cesaro, Zayn, mid-card glut.
Yeah.
Right? Or does he stay in NXT, get that top billing, get that, you know, like, if, the way I look at it, though, is, like...
Well, he's different. Like, he's not the same as
I know, role. I know that, but if Finn and Joe come up,
yeah,
you know, then... Nakamura stays? Like, I don't know. I don't know what...
Well, again, in the old...
Super Brawl Saturday? I don't even know!
In the old days, I'd agree with you. But now that we're in
a new
grand
era?
Split...
It's a new era.
Where they need people at the top. Like, the thing is, like, if Joe and Finn came up before, you want to put them both in the upper mid-card, then that upper mid-card is pretty crowded. But if you put Finn and Joe, now in the upper mid card on Raw, you still need to fill out the upper mid card of SmackDown.
Yes.
Because it's not good enough right now. So
it's yeah.
It's a weird fuck. And again, the part on Raw where like you know, where it was like the New Day was asking Stephanie, you know, what's going on, and they said, we don't know yet. That was a shoot.
Yes.
And which is one of the reasons why I think this will fail. You shouldn't be doing it unless you know what the fuck you're gonna do way ahead of time.
Yes and no, though. It's not... It's not their idea.
Well, yes and no.
Yes and no. They're not the catalyst for this, let's say.
Well, no, it's get the ratings for SmackDown up.
Yeah.
Okay, this is our idea. Exactly. So it still is their idea.
I guess so, yeah.
But it's get the ratings
for SmackDown up. They're not the catalyst, exactly, yeah.
Whereas you could have tried getting the ratings for SmackDown up by, I don't know, just once shooting an angle on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, or, you know. Once. Yeah, like, you could have booked, you know, compelling programming, but, you know, who am I?
Who are you? Who the fuck are you?
Who'd I ever beat?
Yeah. So there's Tommaso Ciampa, who should not come up and isn't.
No.
Ty Dillinger, who should and isn't. Yeah. Thing is, you could bring him up and start to push him, and nobody would know.
No, I know.
And
Zach.
And Zach, yeah. Who is Zach?
Who will come up with the Hype Bros, yeah. Right?
You know who's not on there is the Authors of Pain.
No, they didn't make that yet. Yeah. Well, it's because they haven't debuted and da-da-da-da, right?
Yeah,
but,
yes. Well, Paul Ellering. Let's talk top managers of all time, because that was the part on the thing I'm like, fuck, you're so... When you say, like, we talk about Corey Graves being good, and then he does something like that.
I know, then you do something so monumentally stupid.
And awful, and it makes everybody think that you're not legit, and just...
Yeah.
Like, to say he's just one of the best managers, Hall of Famer, maybe the best manager of all time.
It would be
all
like...
All you have to say is the manager of the Road Warriors, a legendary team, and he's now got his eye on these new guys. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And what he can teach them so much. Like, you don't have to... All that's true.
Yes.
Without overselling it.
Well, and you know... It's
so the guy that's nowhere near
You know what it reminded me of was... when Larry Zbyszko was doing commentary, and he would do a really good job of, like, you know, like almost like a Jesse Ventura, you know, like breaking down, like, this is why you do this move, and
yes,
this is,
you
know, like,
psychology of the match,
and it was awesome, and I really always appreciated that. But then a cruiserweight match would come on, and you'd have no friggin' clue, and just, like, bury it and say stupid things.
Yeah.
And it's like, Corey reminded me of there. It's
totally.
Like, Corey, you're usually awesome. Don't fuck this up.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's totally it.
But, yeah, so in terms of managers, if you were to say what the top 10 managers of all time would be, should we just start at, like, number 10?
I think it's easier to start at the top because...
Oh, okay.
I think the top 6 is pretty easy.
Yeah, okay.
I'd say your top 6, and you can probably put them in any order, but Bobby Heenan.
Mr. Fuji.
What?
Oh.
No. Bobby Heenan.
Yes, Bobby Heenan.
Jim Cornette. Jimmy Hart.
Jimmy Hart.
Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
Captain Lou Albano.
Yes.
And J.J. Dillon.
Yeah.
I think that's your top 6, and that's pretty much...
Well, there's also Freddie Blassie.
No, I wouldn't put him.
Not from a 1980s wrestling era, but before
I think he's a better wrestler than manager. Sure. As a manager, who did he really manage?
He managed Hogan.
Yeah,
he managed.
He had a short managerial career.
Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkov.
Yeah,
you know, you hit him with your cane. What cane?
He was a great wrestler.
No, he was. And,
but I mean, I'd say yes, your top 6. Like, those guys are... That's your tier 1.
Okay.
And then you kind of go into what is after that. Then you start thinking about who else is in there. Akbar Skandar.
Skandar Akbar.
Skandar Akbar? What did I say?
Akbar Skandar.
Yeah.
Yes. Akbar, comma Skandar. I look at Sensational Sherry.
A Sensational Sherry I would put in there.
Yeah.
I put the Sinister Minister in there.
Mitchell, yeah.
The Grand Wizard, Percy Pringle, or a.k.a.
Paul Bearer.
Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
Are people that I would consider, who else? You know, it's one of the things that WWF, when they had a shitload of managers and really good ones, WCW /NWA never really did. Like, no. Jimmy, you're Gary Hart.
Yeah, you had Gary Hart, Paul Jones, you know. But that's when you, then you had JJ and
JJ Jim was really, yeah, yeah, Jim Cornette and AJ, yeah.
JJ.
JJ, what did I say?
AJ, yeah. Well, you're on a roll. But yeah, I just think that you had them, and then when I look at, yeah, I mean, the 90s led nobody. Like, I mean, I can't put Ted DiBiase in there, right?
No, you can't put, I'm sorry, Sonny doesn't go in there.
No, exactly. Sonny, no Ted DiBiase, no, you know.
You know, Zeb Coulter.
Yeah, exactly.
Dutch Mantel.
Uncle Zebakaya.
Yeah, no.
No, I mean, so there really wasn't anybody.
What's his name? The Colonel? What's,
Oh, Robert Parker.
Yeah.
Robert Parker. Let me tell you. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
But you can't put him in.
No, you can't. No.
No. But, you know, Harley Race, you know, just had Vader, and then he sometimes had the Kongs, and
yeah.
Yeah, what is his name? Yoshi Kwan. Yeah, I mean.
Sonny Ono.
Ted and Ohm.
Sammy Long. You know, like, really, like, it's really, no, it isn't. Like, you start, like, I have a soft spot for J.R. Foley, but it's, like, because he came from, because I grew up watching Stampede Wrestling.
Yes.
So I have a soft spot for him, but I can't really say how good he is because I know I'm the wrong person to judge.
Yeah.
Because I love J.R. Foley because I love Stampede Wrestling a lot, right?
Yes.
And
don't forget about Abu Wiesel.
No, he was shit.
What?
Shit.
I get you, Ed Whelan.
No, but J.R. Foley, there's a party, Mr. Whelan. You're not invited.
Yes, yes, that. I think that, yeah, I mean, those have got to be the managers. And conspicuous from his name is Paul Ellering.
Yeah, Paul Ellering, Slick, Mr. Fuji. There, well, none of those are in there.
It's Mr. Fuji's in there.
No,
no,
he's not.
Well, he should be.
Dr. Ken Ramsey is one of those guys that I heard a lot about, but I never saw.
Yeah.
You know, there's guys like that, right?
But don't forget about Baron Von Raschke.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
When he managed the powers of pain for a week.
Yeah. That was
and
good.
The coach?
Yeah.
John Tavis?
No, I know. I won't know. And the Commandant?
Oh, yeah, the Commandant. And the Jackal.
The Jackal. The Jackal was good, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he just never...
But, I mean, if I was to say my number, if those are the top six, then my number seven probably would be...
Mr. Fuji.
No, I'd say Gary Hart. And then probably James Mitchell. Then I'd say Sherry Martel.
Oh, I'd go with Sherry Martel as number seven. Sherry Martel was fantastic.
Yeah, I think she was great, too. I just think that James Mitchell's fantastic.
Yeah, he's great, too. But I think Sherry Martel...
The problem was his time at his most highest visibility...
Yes.
...was when he was given the shittiest gimmick. Like, to work with that Blood Runs Cold thing.
Well, it was James Vanderburg, ECW, he was doing well.
He was great, but still, that wasn't the highest visibility.
That's true.
But that was a sinister
match. That's true.
And then as Abyss's manager, Abyss, yeah.
So where do we put, what was his name? I can't even remember his name, so he's that
Skandar.
Great. No, Akbar Skandar?
Yeah, he should be number nine.
What about Umaga's manager? What was his name?
Remember?
My name is Osama. It was his name in
I don't know, but he doesn't make the top 10.
Alejandro Estrada.
Something like that.
Yeah, that was Big Lab.
Yeah.
He doesn't make top 10.
No.
He's a great manager.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's...
So Paul Ellering's not in the top 10.
Yes, that's the point we need to make there, Corey Graves, is that... he is not in the top. I think we've named about 18, actually. And he's not there.
No. No.
No. But yeah. I think, let's see. Oh! Couple items in terms of, talent scouts. Spooky, while we're talking about NXT and stuff, too. Shawn Michaels. Mm-hmm. Helping to recruit some guys for Hunter.
Okay.
Right? From ROH.
Okay.
He called Hunter. I just got a moose.
There you go.
So, yes.
Moose hunting.
He's gone moose hunting.
Uh-huh.
And moose will...
Looking very much like we'll see him in NXT pretty soon.
Yes.
Which will be good for him.
Oh, yeah. He needs to be there. That's the next step for him. He's big enough, he's smart enough, and doggone it, people like him.
I don't know if he's smart enough.
That's true.
I heard that one promo he cut. That was so bad.
Yeah.
That pay-per-view that we ordered. Still like, hurt by it. It was that's so bad.
True. But it sounded just like Moose droppings, actually.
Pretty much. Really.
So, but yeah, and then we also have Bobby Roode has debuted.
Yeah.
For food.
Yeah.
You know?
We sort of already talked about this. Yeah. It is everything the same. Everything is the same as it was before. Same gimmick, same robes, and look, same everything. So, you know.
Well, and now, how do you...
See, how long should he be down there at age 39? Down there. How long should it be down there?
Down where?
In NXT.
Oh.
At age 39.
The problem is, again, at age 39, yeah, it's a year, right? Like, I mean, like, that's the thing, is that's what they do, is they're not apt to just throw people down there for a little bit and bring them up, right?
No.
So, it's like, look at Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe has been there for a year.
Yeah.
Right? And so, now it's time to come up because of a brand split, probably, right? But, like, when you look at it, if you...
But that changes everything, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and that's what I'm saying, is that if you rip the heart out, if you take Samoa Joe and Finn Balor and Nakamura, let's say, you know, what's left in NXT, but, you know, you're going to have, what, Bobby Roode, Austin Aries, and Eric Young? Like, that's looking a little bit, you know... Like,
what do you say?
All you need to bring in... Well, and then this Sawyer Fulton can be in Aces and Eights.
Yeah.
Like, it's... That's... You're looking at, like, your TNA from 3 years ago at this point.
I know.
It's just... And not, they're great talents. It's just... What do you want to... I could see them wanting to avoid that stank.
Yeah.
As it were.
What do you think Moose will be called in NXT? Elk? Caribou?
Caribou. Yes. The Caribou.
The Caribou.
The Caribou.
Caribou. Caribou. Caribou.
Boo. 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 Boo.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he's going to be.
Money.
And then they'll just call him Boo.
I like it.
Yeah. And then, yeah. That's, and then he'll kill Sonny's cat. It's going to be Boo. But I think that, yeah. I don't know. It's just... I saw that, I don't remember what it is, the name, and it's not on the list because it's not on TV, but the Tough Enough winner, Josh, he's got a new name now.
Yeah.
He's called, like, The Nuclear, and then it's like, he's got a name like Braden Alexander or something like that. It's just a generic.
And Tommy End isn't on there yet, but I'm sure we'll see him pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you look at guys that are probably going to come in like for this Cruiserweight Classic, like a Kota Ibushi, right? And you know, does he stay down there?
I think so.
You know, and then we got a Tommy down there that's, you know, probably going to come back. You know, a guy that, and again, with this Cruiserweight Classic, you know, we know like 12 of the names.
Yeah.
So far. Like, yeah. For sure.
When the fuck do I think, didn't we start talking about this somewhere around 2012, this thing? When does it start? Like...
It's a long fucking build-up. It's starting at the end of the July, I thought.
Oh, Jesus.
Or is it at the end of June?
Aren't they going to do a women's one or a tag team one and all this
Hunter
shit?
Hunter said that on our conference call that we were on.
I'm like, geez, let's get to it.
He said that he talked about maybe wanting to do a woman and it kind of exploded from there.
Mm-hmm.
That there's no plans to do it right now. Mm-hmm. Would he like to do it eventually? Yeah, I think it'd be a good thing. The tag team will be the second Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic we'll do in the fall, right?
Okay.
But but this Cruiserweight one, yeah.
This time bringing some outside teams.
It's like, they're not going to have much of a choice, I don't think, given what we just went through there, right? I mean, the Authors of Pain, the Revival... and Ciampa and Gargano.
Yeah.
Those are the, in TMK61 or whatever.
64.
I adore my 19. Commodore 64.
Yeah.
Yeah.
C64.
So that's four teams, right?
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So.
And there was that new team. Remember the Enhancement Talents?
The Enhancement Talents.
The Enhancement Talents! That's a fucking great name for a team. I'm sorry. That'd be awesome.
Against the Dirty Heels.
Against the Dirty Heels.
The Enhancement
Talents. I want to see the Enhancement Talents versus the Job Squad.
Yes.
That's what I want to see.
That's true. Except for that would involve Al Snow.
Then I don't want to see that.
Sorry. No. Yeah. But no, I don't know. There's the... like all of this, everything we've basically been talking about is NXT.
Yeah.
On a show, because it's really the...
Well, we got a preview, because next week, I guess we're doing a show, post-show for the Money in the Bank.
I don't know. That's Father's Day.
Oh, fuck, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So we're not doing a Money in the Bank show. So won't do a Money in fact, the Bank there probably won't be a show next week.
Yeah, probably not.
It's possible we could do a show early in the morning, but it's possible also it won't happen. So we'll kind of force...
Yeah,
or Saturday or Monday. We'll figure
maybe
something.
Monday.
We'll try and figure something out. But like, yeah, Father's Day. So that's a good point.
Yeah.
So,
but Money in the Bank.
But it'll be on demand.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. The Money in the Bank. Exactly. It's you don't. That's the best part. Is it? You know, even if I can't watch it live, it doesn't matter
because it's easy to avoid spoilers and just watch it.
Yeah, that's all I'll do. But I'm just trying to. The card, no, for Money in the Bank.
The card, we're still previewing.
I mean, you have...
Dream match.
Yeah. You got the main event, which is AJ Styles versus John Cena.
Yeah, to see who the best, who the number one superstar in the world is.
Of sports entertainment.
Yeah, the sports entertainment superstar.
Yes.
You know.
And, yeah.
Who is the? Who can sports entertain the other?
Who's going to sports entertain the shit out of the other?
Yeah, like will that know like the AA? That's a good sports entertainment.
Will AJ
fabulous forearm will sports entertain you right to death?
Will AJ get buried?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like
AJ's going to win the match. It'll be a really good match.
He better win the match.
He's going to win the match because of the club.
He better.
He's gonna.
He better.
He's done,
you know.
Unless we see Finn. But he's done.
Right, and then it's like, what did the
Mighty...
Have fallen, though. I mean, then John Cena, right, he was not wrestling at WrestleMania. He missed WrestleMania this year, right? He comes back, he gets beat down by AJ Styles. He's not getting the kind of notoriety. He used to be up for all kinds of awards, like Teen Choice Awards.
Now he's not even on the list.
On the ballot.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's so, it's, so yeah. So
that just made my week.
It's what have you done for me lately? Yeah. WWE, fuck you, John Cena. Yeah. Our new guy is Roman Reigns. We don't give a shit about.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes, you'll sell more merchandise. You'll do higher ratings. You'll sell more tickets. But fuck you.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns is our guy. People love him.
So AJ better win. I'm looking forward to this.
But the thing is, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a really good match. AJ will win, like I say, because of the club, but also just because A, John Cena doesn't need it. B, John Cena doesn't care.
Yeah.
Though there's been times where he has cared and protected his spot in this situation he won't. And especially now with where he is in his career.
Yeah.
Yeah, and most importantly, though, that this is going to keep going for a while. Like, they're scheduled for house shows and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Down the road. So, I mean, Cena has to win.
There'll be a SummerSlam.
Or, sorry, Cena has to lose. AJ has to win.
There'll be a SummerSlam.
Otherwise, the program ends pretty quick. Or doesn't happen. Like, how do you maintain the interest?
Yeah. And then, I mean, the next match that's on this list is the Fuck You, Go to Hell, I Hate You match, which is the United States Championship match. You know... We've got Rusev, who's this strong United States champion, really keeping the belt at the level of prestige that it had when John Cena was doing the U.S. Open Challenge, and even when Rusev and John Cena were feuding for it, culminating in that WrestleMania match that we saw there. And now they're keeping that strong, where he's fighting fucking Titus O'Neil. Like, this shouldn't even be on the pre-show. What a useless fucking match.
I don't know how it is that you took Rusev versus Kalisto and managed to find the next program for the belt be worse. Less interest. Less prestige.
This, like, when we do the We Talk Wrestling year-end awards, this is going to be useless fuck of the year.
Yeah.
This match. Useless fuck, it's this. This is the... When you look up Webster's Dictionary, you look up useless fuck in the dictionary,
which
your picture is no longer there.
It is this match. It is this match now.
It is this
match. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, you're still saying number two, Mo. But for definitions.
Yeah.
But this is now number one.
Yeah.
And now, brings us to the
Third from the top.
Third from the top. The roller coaster ride of a match.
Uh-huh. WrestleMania caliber title bout.
Yes. Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins in a match where Rollins come back. Great babyface reaction. A star is back. A match, Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, that we should see, that we hadn't seen.
All you had to do was book it and have them cut promos.
Yeah. And then they had the next week.
They fucked it up.
Where they completely fucked it up.
And then the next week where they fucked it up worse.
And then they did... Did we fuck it up twice in a row?
Yeah, yeah, because they had the promo where he turned the fans. Yes, then the one where he kept on teasing running into the ring.
Yes, yes. That was the fuck up that I was talking about.
That was the major fuck up.
And then you had the... They're talking about, there's a big fight feel for this match, even it's in Las Vegas. And, because, you know, Michael Cole was all about that.
He does.
And to me, the one that feels like more of a big fight feel is the John Cena-AJ Styles match.
Oh, obviously.
And that's what the crowd is going to feel as a big fight feel, but they're trying to promote this Roman Reigns Rollins then Mac last week they were as this big fight feel.
Yeah,
so it's like, we sports entertainment did it and it fucking sucked. So now we're going to make it a sport and show these video promos, and they were great.
They were great.
They were great. And so
and
now
I don't know where the hell they go from.
Well, I see now though.
You got Ambrose.
Now it's the go home show though. So now it's time to fuck it up.
Yeah,
because it's a fuck up. Good fuck up. And then
you got the Ambrose Asylum with the two of them in there.
The Shield reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah, is how they were pushing it, right? So, yeah, who... And so it's... I don't know. I don't like this whole Shield reunion thing now, because it just seems too soon.
Well, but, no. It's if it's part of a tease for down the road for WrestleMania, that's fine.
Maybe. I don't know what it is.
Which brings us to, number one, I think a big part of the problem was Rollins... If Rollins came back, people would have been like... Fuck yes, Rollins, he never lost the belt. I want to see him beat Reigns.
Yes.
They didn't think he would, which is one of the reasons why they would cheer for him. Because they didn't actually think he would. Then you got to the point, though, where he turned heel, and now it's like, well, now I fucking know he's not going to.
Yes.
And that's a big part of the problem, is just, I don't think anybody thinks Rollins can win. And I don't think Rollins can win.
No, he can't.
They're not going to do it. So.
No. So it's useless.
It's probably the right move, actually, to have, because I see it as being a trilogy. And then if Rollins wins, then Reigns gets back, and Reigns was the third one. That's better, but
I don't like to flip it. No, and again, this is for the title, and yeah. I hate the flip flop of the title.
But that's not the flip flop. I mean, if it's a 1 month thing, that's and then Reigns goes on from there. That's not a flip flop. That's just a slight interruption, and it makes Rollins. It doesn't bury Rollins to do it that way.
Yeah, which. That's the thing. I don't see how you get out of this match.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I don't see. Is how do you get out of this match without doing it? Other than the only thing that I see, and again, if this is in fact third from the top, or, well, yeah, that's probably, because there's a buffer match. If this is the main event.
Right. You're right.
If this is the main event,
yeah,
then it's different. But if it's not the main event and AJ and Cena is the main event,
which it should be.
It should be, and so who knows? But
it won't be.
I would love to see Bray Wyatt come in and cost Rollins the match. Then he can go with Rollins as the babyface like he should be all along, and he can feud with Bray Wyatt, and that's different.
That's one way to do it, yeah.
You know,
I just don't see this as being a one and done.
I don't see how, like I said, if he gets screwed by Wyatt, right? It's kind of like Lesnar getting screwed by Undertaker.
Yeah.
You know, if he gets screwed by Wyatt, it can veer him off course slightly and distract him for a while, and then they can go back to it.
Obviously.
When everybody's forgotten about
the
whole run.
But they don't want him as a babyface.
I know they don't, but it's... And they can go back to it after, when they come up with a better fucking idea.
Now, we don't have a women's match announced here, I'm just noticing.
No, and the tag match isn't on there either, which is a four-way. Oh,
yeah.
There it is.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
So it's, which is really weird.
New Day, Von Balance, Enzo and Cass and the Club. This is, to me, it's just another way for the
Club.
No. It's another way for the New Day to win it without the Club taking the fall, allowing them to actually have the one-on-one match where the Club wins it at SummerSlam.
See, I thought this is, the Club can win the title by, like, pinning a Von Villain.
Maybe. I see it the other way. I see it their way to not bury the club, but.
Yeah, it could yeah. be.
Either
it
way. Could be. Either way. Either way, we're pretty sure the Von Bellas are getting the fucking pin.
Oh, yeah. 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 No matter what. Because who the fuck cares about that?
Now let's get to the women's match is not in there, whatever it's going to be, and Ziggler and Corbin or whatever the fuck is going to happen.
What? Ziggler and Corbin?
Yeah, or whatever. The, yeah.
The pre-show good. Match? Wouldn't it be Sheamus and Apollo in a pre-show, maybe?
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
So now let's get to the Money in the Bank match.
Your mummy is a skank. Ladder match.
This is intriguing because when I look at this, I go, okay, I don't think ADR has a shot, and I don't think Jericho has a shot.
Right.
Which means that one of these four men
is not like the other.
Is actually going to be your one of your champions. Is either going to be Dean Ambrose or, even more amazingly, Sami Zayn, mm-hmm. Kevin Owen,
yeah.
or Cesaro. Even look at this a year ago.
Yeah, but they're gonna cash in and lose, right? I think Owens wins and cashes in and loses.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think whoever gets it is going to win. But again, there's going to be two titles. So it doesn't have to cash it in and lose on
that. That's true.
So maybe they could cash it in and beat Cena for it.
That's true.
But it's interesting. One of those four guys. Now.
That's three baby faces and a heel.
It is. That I see as a chance to win.
Yeah.
We've said this before. The best guy to have it is a heel.
Yes.
Right? The problem is, and Kevin Owens is probably the guy. I would agree. Kevin Owens is the best guy to win. Except for that he isn't because of the situation around it. Like, theoretically he is from how over he is, how good a heel he is, how good a promo he is. But if he has it, tell me what's gonna happen if he has it?
What's gonna happen?
How is it gonna be booked? Not how would you book it? How are they gonna book it if he has it?
Yeah. Well, he'll start losing. Uh-huh. But he's gonna do that anyway. So. How do they book it with him, like, when he gets the belt? How are they going to book him?
If he wins it. If he wins the Money in the Bank. If he wins the Money in the Bank, what you're going to have happen is what? You're going to have a bunch of times on Raw or some other show, him teasing, cashing it in, and not quite?
Yeah, at first.
And then... Oh, so...
So they're going to do every other Money in the Bank.
Yeah, like Sheamus. How if he gets it, how... Like, he's better... It'd be a better performance. How is the storyline any different than Sheamus? It's not. The exact same storyline. The only guy who should win this from a storyline point of view is Dean Ambrose. Because that's your interesting storyline.
Yes, yes.
And it's a new storyline. What if the Money in the Bank holder is a babyface whose best friend is the champion?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best story.
Storyline-wise, that's actually a new story.
That's the best story, yeah. So
they should do that.
Yeah, they should. And they should tease it on the Ambrose Asylum.
Absolutely. On Monday, and then even if Ambrose got put over to the... If you left Rollins and Raw and Reigns on Raw, and Ambrose gets put over to SmackDown, you still actually tease it for down the road, the three-way, because he has that at WrestleMania. He could theoretically cash it in for the other brand.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Or you just have him together with it, and it's like, is he going to turn on Reigns? Or does Reigns get paranoid and turn on him? Or is he never going to do it? And he's going to, you know, does a Rollins start planting the seeds in his ear? Does a, like, all the different storylines that you can do.
That they won't.
But that is new and interesting.
Yeah.
Is with Ambrose. So he's the only guy who should win.
Right. So Owens will win.
Probably.
Because you just said that then they can do the same story they always do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Owens will win.
38 writers coming up with this shit.
You know, I was watching some of the old, because I'm still catching up with the Lucha Underground.
Yeah.
Because they're getting season, I don't know if it's season one or season two now.
I think it's still season one.
Yeah, on the guy. But Alberto Del Rio, Alberto El Patron,
yes.
has just debuted.
Yes, it's still season one.
Okay. And he is so much better
in
Lucha Underground.
It's unbelievable. You're like, oh, fuck, if they could actually take this guy in WWE and promote him and do him. They have a huge superstar. He's great.
Yeah.
He's a great talker when nobody's writing for him. He's fucking wrestling great. He's got great charisma. He's a terrific baby face.
Yeah, he was even great in the sketches with Dario Cody.
Yes, he was.
Like, in the back. Like, so it was all just great. And then it's like, then I saw him on Raw, standing on top of a ladder, calling Sami Zayn a paperboy.
Yes.
Because he wears a hat.
Yes.
It's like, oh, good.
Yes.
Vince's latest thing.
I fucking hate that.
Yes. That said, that segment was pretty good.
Well, it's entertaining.
Yeah, you know, Ambrose is funny. Ambrose is fight.
Like, Jericho's funny. From Winnipeg, you idiot.
Yeah, that was good. I like that. Yeah, turn around. I'm from Winnipeg, you idiots. I laughed at that.
Yeah.
And the, yeah. You know, he's funny. Like, I won the ladder match. I won the sixth one.
Yeah. Appleton?
Yeah, Appleton.
But so, who is the Money in the Bank MVP? I want you to click on this. This is on the WWE website. I'm curious about this.
And Shelton Benjamin is in the picture.
Yeah, that's why I'm like...
Okay, top 10. Number 10, Rob Van Dam.
Okay.
He was Mr. Money in the Bank. He won one.
Yeah.
He was Intercontinental Champion and Money in the Bank.
And future, he would be, wasn't he ECW and
he became, he was given the first ever ECW champion, and then he won the world title at One Night Stand.
Yeah.
Number 9.
Apollo Crews.
Is Apollo Crews. Competing is Shelton Benjamin here. Never won one.
Never won it, but... He had a lot of the most memorable spots.
He did a lot of flippy doos.
For like 4 years straight, he had the most memorable spots.
Yes. He was the Kofi Kingston of his era.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number 8, Seth Rollins.
Really? He had one match.
Yeah, yeah. But he cashed in.
Did he have two or did he have one?
Just one, I believe. He cashed in at WrestleMania.
Sure. Okay. You know, he won the match because Kane won the match for him, remember?
Yes. Yes. If you look,
fuck that.
If you look really closely there... The reflection there. There we are.
There we are.
Yeah.
There we are. We are at WrestleMania.
We are. So, I think he gets on. He should be number 10, I think. Just getting on the list because he cashed in at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I suppose. But how does that make you an MVP?
Hmm? Well.
It's if it's most significant participants, that's different.
Oh, is that what it is?
MVP means.
I thought it was because big things were popping and little things dropping.
Oh.
What makes you an MVP?
I guess.
Yeah. Teaming with Mark Henry, is that what makes you an MVP?
Straight up balling.
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler. Okay, I can't remember a single spot that he's ever done.
He won one.
But he did win one.
Yep.
Yeah. And he cashed in on Raw, one of the great moments in Raw.
Yeah, the day after Mania 29 was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Much later.
So, yes.
Remember, I don't know if you remember the storyline. He was a heel. He won it. And he teased cashing in a whole bunch of times, and then the bell would never ring, and he never did it.
Yes.
And then he kind of stopped bringing it to the ring and carrying and doing so much with it for a while.
Yeah.
And then he cashed it in on a babyface who was hurt after a match.
Was Del Rio a babyface at that point?
Yes.
Was it?
Uh-huh. And then the crowd went... Remember?
Oh, right. Because Swagger was supposed to be the All-American with Zeb guy. Yeah.
So anyways, the point being that was a new storyline then, and if they do it again now, it's been so long since they've done it,
mm-hmm.
it'll be fresh again.
Yes, that would be great. They should think about doing that. Number 6 is Daniel Bryan, my boy D. Bryan. So remember he won the Money in the Bank, thanks to the pipe bomb promo.
Yes.
And then he was going to cash in at WrestleMania. Right, he announced that he was cashing it in, and whoever the champion was at WrestleMania. And then he...
turned heel?
No.
By cashing
in. He jobbed repeatedly to Wade Barrett.
Yes, that's right.
Then...
Who never once challenged him for the briefcase, though.
No.
Oh, fuck that.
Then he cashed in. He cashed in. Not bad. He didn't turn heel then. He cashed in. And then he was the champion. And then he turned heel.
Yes.
He started his
because heel. He cashed it in against the heel in Mark Henry, who had just won a match.
He's a Big Show. Big Show.
No, did he cash it in against Big Show? I thought it was Mark Henry. Or the two of them had the
they
match.
They had the match, and they were both...
it was Big Show, and he made it a three-way. Yeah.
Yeah, cashing in a contract on Big Show in 48 seconds.
There you go.
And
then he would lose it.
But then he kept...
He won it in 48 seconds, and he lost it in...
37 seconds?
Fucking loser.
Daniel Bryan shares his 5 favorite moments on WWE Network.
Keep going. CM Punk.
CM Punk.
He should be number 1.
Number 5.
He should be number 1. Think about it. No. He fucking won it twice. He's the only guy to win it twice.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He should be number 1.
The match twice. He's the only one to win the match twice.
He's the only one to win the match twice.
He's not the only one to win the briefcase twice.
Who else?
Edge.
No, Edge didn't win it that second time. He just cashed it in.
No, he won it. He beat Mr. Kennedy for it.
Oh, okay.
In a match.
Oh, okay. CM Punk is the only guy to win it twice.
The match. Yeah, not the briefcase.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Good for CM.
Number one.
And did CM Punk, he cashed in successfully both times.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Once. And it was early on, and wasn't he the second guy to win it?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Or was he second? No.
I think so.
No. Because Edge won the first one, mm-hmm. then RVD would have won the second one.
Oh, that's right.
And then Punk.
Then Punk, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So that was good.
Yeah.
Randy Orton.
Hmm.
What?
CM Punk is below Randy Orton?
Well, yes.
All right.
Keep Why going. Randy Orton being on this list baffles me. John Cena will be on this list now, right?
Chris Jericho. He's never won it, but he's been in 100 million of them, and he invented it.
He invented
it. Though in storyline, it was invented by Carlito. Now they don't remember that, because backstage, and not in storyline, it was invented by Chris Jericho in real life. It was his idea. But in storyline, it was pitched by Carlito.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
No, I totally remember Jericho pitching Bischoff the idea on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carlito. Then it was backstage that Carlito came up with the idea. Because I remember that was reversed. Kane. Huh. Fuck Kane.
Yeah. Fuck that shit. Look at the people that he defeated.
Look how fucking...
Big Show, Christian, Kofi Kingston, Matt Hardy, Dolph Ziggler, Cody Rhodes, and Drew McIntyre.
Look how fucking jacked up
he is. I know, right? Look at that. Jesus. And of course Edge, number one.
Well, he's only got to win it twice.
Yeah. Cash in both times.
All right, we're done, right?
Are we done? Are we done? I think we might be done.
That's long enough.
Yeah.
I can't stand you anymore.
So now it does...
I have to give you a ride somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It does appear that it will be official that Ronda Rousey is the other part of this Brock Lesnar trade.
And Paige VanZant.
And Paige VanZant. I don't know what the hell she's going to do if she's going to be... make an appearance or...
Well, she's gonna get beat up by Stephanie so that Rousey can come in and give her the...
yes, you know what?
Like her little sister got beat up and protect her.
Here's the deal with Paige VanZant. And they're talking about SummerSlam and what does she do for it at SummerSlam, right? And it's like, what do we do? Well, yeah, you just said, like, Stephanie, right?
Yeah, Stephanie beats her up and then Rousey comes in and gives her
what has Stephanie been doing the last couple of weeks on television?
She's been degrading the women, and she's been putting the women down instead of the men.
No, yeah, well, there is that, but what else has she been doing?
Turning heel?
On TV.
Dancing?
Dancing.
Fuck.
Yes. With the superstars, as it were. The first thing I thought of when they said it's fucking Paige, and I'm like, oh, so that's why Stephanie's been dancing. So Stephanie McMahon versus Paige VanZant.
Fuck.
Yes. Oh, just shoot me now. Oh my god.
Alright.
Anyway, on that lovely note, we should be at We Talk Wrestling on Twitter. We had some questions that we asked for in the mailbag section. We're going to get to them at the next show just because some of them are not necessarily appropriate for this day. And so we just figured we'll do a mailbag show maybe next show and cover them all. So thank you for everyone who sent a question. We'll get to them next week because of that. And of course, we do want to say thoughts and prayers to everybody in Orlando affected with that tragedy. Unbelievable waking up to that this morning with everything that's happened and when you put it into perspective. Yeah. So we'll do that, but we're at We Talk Wrestling on the Twitter machine. We're WeTalkWrestling.com, Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. Is there any way that people can listen to us?
I think they can do it on a TuneIn radio app if they like.
They can, or the iTunes.
Tune of I.
Yeah, the Tune of I. Mm-hmm. I'd like to put this in the Tune of I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on the Stitch of her.
And Stitcher, and you know, I said this last show, I'm going to say this every show. Just listen the same fucking way you're listening to us now. Huh? It's not rocket science. Just do that again.
Go to the website, hit play, duh.
New show, though. Take the new show.
They can go to our archives and listen to all our good shit
from the
past.
That's true. That's true. There is some great shit from the past.
Great shit.
Great shit. You know, speaking of the past, on my...
And of great shits, I'd like to tell you about my favorite.
On my Facebook. You know, the new thing on Facebook are the memories.
Oh, I hate that.
And so I went, I know, my memory yesterday...
Yeah.
Was from 9 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
9 years ago. Think about this.
You were on Facebook 9 years ago?
Yes, and you know what my caption was 9 years ago, yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Because I always just say, like, Addy is, right? Uh-huh. And then you finish the sentence, and is it Addy is. Mourning the loss of Mr. McMahon.
Oh, fuck.
9 years ago.
Ooh.
Yes. So then I had to explain that whole thing to my wife.
Oh, fuck. Yes. And then they stopped the storyline because, let's not go there.
She's like, why are you laughing? Because Mo was in the woods.
I was, you're right, I was. You're like, trying to get a hold of
him. I don't care what time he gets home, you have him call me immediately. This is very important.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Alright, so that's going to do it. So, in the meantime, and motherfucking in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Good night, folks.
It's my line.
What? Cuz. Hey, we all here?
Oh, yeah.
I know this. Well, thank you. You didn't pass any gas this week.
Cuz why?